Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new banging Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, do I possibly have brain fog? Plus, why LeBron James should be held solely accountable for bringing in Russell Westbrook to the Los Angeles Lakers, and the young shooter shows up rocking a tuxedo. All that morning, brand new banging Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast starting right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real loud and real funky. This is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Let's go. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers, drive sales, manage your day-to-day. Shopify instantly lets you accept all major payment methods, supercharge your knowledge, your sales, and your success. For a free 14-day trial, go to shopify.com/champ. That's shopify.com/champ. All lowercase, that's shopify.com/champ. Boom! What was that little thing you did there, Dean?
You pointed, you went boom, and so I was just catching whatever you were throwing at me. Like, I'm here, I'm ready to catch whatever you want to throw at me. Whatever you throw in my way.
Let's do that again, because that was pretty cool.
Sure, go for it.
3, 2, 1, boom!
Whoa, good had catch. A lot of force on that one, brother.
Excellent
throw
catch.
Throw it back at you.
Bark. Odell Beckham style. Boom! Brand new banging Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast is in Tsukasa. The name is Michael Rapoport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the King of Cashmere, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, a.k.a. the Jewish James Dean, a.k.a. the White Chocolate Tito, and you are now rocking with the very, very best. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption, the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody's feeling safe. I hope everybody is feeling sane. I hope everybody is keeping their head on a swivel, because it is survive and advance. And listen, we've talked about it. We've mentioned it. It's been hyped up. There's been cancellations. There's been all sorts of problems to get him here on the big screen with that special outfit. But without further ado, Let's bring in the young shooter, a.k.a. Deuce Collins, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Dean Collins is back, and he's wearing, and he's, I'll just let you tell the folks what you're wearing.
Well, I'm currently wearing the butler outfit that people have requested. It's here by popular demand. Ask and you shall receive, because I have the vest on. I have the dress shirt on, a white dress shirt. In case you're not watching this live feed right here and you're listening, I'm painting a picture here. I got a nice bow tie, all ironed, dry cleaned.
Sharp. I mean, you got the edges are creased. And you could see this entire I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. You could see it as you listen to it on my YouTube page at Michael Rappaport. You could see the shooter in his much discussed, much maligned, but happy to have it, tuxedo. And this tuxedo thing, how did we even get to this point where we were like, you're going to show the because we were talking about the life of an actor, correct?
Correct. And all the costumes and changes you do for self-tapes and right. Like Zoom auditions. And so I said I think I was a valet guy or a butler. Oh, no, I actually had a butler audition for
you
something.
You had an audition to play a butler?
Yes, to play not the butler, but the butler's assistant. So it was like a junior butler, to the actual butler.
Where did you get that costume from? Would you call that a costume? Would you wear that in real life? Would there ever be an opportunity to wear that costume in real life? Is that like, what's the quality of it? Is it shit quality? Like, did you get it from a party store? Like a Halloween? Or is that like high quality butler stuff?
This is Zara, man. I'm kind of insulted that you would even say this is a costume, because like to people like Brad Pitt or Matt Damon, if they wore something like this, you wouldn't dare to say, is that a costume?
You just
say,
oh, that guy looks sharp. It's funny that you go right to Brad Pitt or Matt Damon, like comparing yourself as if anybody would say, like no one would say that. And we've discussed it. It's always funny that you go from Dean Collins to Brad Pitt. It's always like, there's never like anything in between. It's Brad Pitt, Dean Collins. Brad Pitt,
we have
Matt
blonde
Damon.
Hair. We both have good
blonde
style.
Hair. That's it. That's the only thing is you're in the same family of colored hair, but your hair isn't even a Brad Pitt blonde.
Okay.
Your hair's not Brad Pitt blonde. It's not Matt Damon blonde. It's cheap jeans.
And don't say don't you dare insult my family's genes. Don't you dare insult my father.
I'm only insulting. I'm not. It's not. It's past your father. I have the same cheap genes. I come from a cheap gene pool. Okay, and it shows every single day. Somewhere along the line, I got a bad batch of cheap, fucking Caucasus Mountain Ashkenazi Jew genes.
Because I hear you, man. It's our ancestors.
They fucked us. They're
laughing in their fucking graves right now going, yeah, now you have to suffer the same life I did with this shit gene. And what about your siblings? Do they have the shit gene? Or like, because sometimes siblings look better than you and like
you're
the ugly duckling.
My brothers are better than mine. Yeah. And fortunately, based on everything I know, my kids are better than mine. But, you know, like, they get you. They sprinkle some shit on every few people. And you have that cheap gene pool, and I have that cheap gene pool. There's probably other comparisons, and they're not stars that you can make when you go Dean Collins. You could go Dean Collins.
Well,
who
would you like to compare me to? I mean, if you had to compare me, who would be the first on your list?
Ethel Merman.
Okay, I'm not going to ask that
anymore. Like that.
And you know what?
You know, like no. Uncle Junior from The Sopranos, shit like that.
Uncle Junior from The Sopranos?
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
are you fucking
you're
kidding
me? In that ballpark. Like Uncle Junior on his best day.
Okay, well, at least people don't tell me I look like Freddy Krueger, okay? You've had that multiple times in your life. I don't know why they say Freddy Krueger.
Motherfucker, I never heard that.
I heard that multiple times. They call you the Flasher when you got the trench coat on, and then they say you look like Freddy Krueger. I don't know what that is. I didn't say it. I'm bringing that up to your attention. Maybe you didn't hear about that. You know, my family is British, okay? My parents are British. So I have an excuse to be pale. It's my British blood. When I'm in London, I fit right in. I should have an accent. Like my friends are like, it's weird that you don't have a British accent because you look so British. Your excuse, you don't have one. You're from New York. You shouldn't look like the way that you do.
First of all, who's calling me Freddy Krueger? Who's ever said that? I've never heard that anyone compared me to look like Freddy fucking Krueger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where did you come up with that shit?
I didn't come up with it. This is just what, like, word on the street, they're saying Freddy Krueger. Now, I don't know if
they're talking about Freddy. Word on the street is that Michael Rapaport looks like Freddy Krueger. That's the word on the street. That's what people are saying behind my back.
Well, I'm bringing it to your attention now, so it's no longer behind your back. And I don't know. There might have been a fine line there. It might have been Freddy before he got burned. I don't know. They haven't specified whether it's before the fire or after the fire. I'm starting to think it's after the fire, though.
That's fucking rude. And I've said to you, this is why when people say, be nice to Dean, be nice to him, I always go, you don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know what I'm, because people are always like, why are you so mean to him? Or they'll say, Dean, well, why do you hang around with him? And you look like you're some sort of victim. You ain't a victim. You just started off this episode of the Iron Rapaport Stereo Podcast telling me that I look and remind you and other people of Freddy Krueger. Fuck you, man.
You're gaslighting, you tuxedo-wearing motherfucker.
You got a tuxedo on and you're talking shit to me about Freddy Krueger? And I'm a gaslight. What do you mean I'm gaslighting?
That's what they say. You're gaslighting me because you're saying I started off saying you look like Freddy Krueger, but if we rewound it, rewind the tape, you said I look like Ethel Merman and Uncle Junior from The Sopranos. I'm not saying you look like Freddy Krueger. I didn't say that. I'm just letting you know what the people are saying. There's other people that you get compared to. I'm not going to go down the list of people, but Freddy Krueger just happened to be on the top. I didn't mean to offend you. And I think they might have been talking about before the burn. I'm just saying I think it was before the burn.
But then you said it might have been after the burn.
Well, because there was a lot of memes where they put you side by side.
I've never seen those memes. I see all of it. I've never seen a meme of me side by side of Freddy fucking Krueger. Okay. So how the fuck you're talking about?
I'll send you some, man. They're all over the internet, man. I just got to tell you, they are on the internet. And I'm not going to lie, I did make one of the memes. Like, I chimed in, and on Reddit, people were making the Freddy Krueger memes.
Well, let me tell you what you look like, you fuck. You look like a fucking asshole in your butler outfit, okay? A junior butler outfit. You don't even have a fucking jacket on. You look like a fucking dick. You want to tell me I look like Freddy Krueger? You look like a fucking dick.
Okay, you look really fucking nice, man.
Huh?
I think I look really sharp. I think you're deflecting from the fact that you may or may not look like Freddy Krueger.
Deflecting, gaslighting. What is all this hipster shit you're throwing at me?
Things I've learned, man. It's things I've learned. I got to keep an Urban Dictionary with me every time I'm with like fucking 23-year-old people. It's like I don't understand anything. I'm learning, though. But anyway, I digress. You continue on with the show. I didn't mean to start things off with the whole Freddy Krueger thing. It's just something that I saw, and I don't agree with them. I said, hey, man, that's my friend. Don't say that he looks like Freddy Krueger. That's not nice. That's not a nice thing to say about my friend.
Well,
you threw
me off because I'm
sorry about that.
Are you?
Forget the whole Freddy thing, man.
Are you sorry about that?
I'm sorry on behalf of those people because I didn't say it, so.
Now, let's go back to the inception of why you're wearing, is that the right word, inception?
Yeah, inception, like Christopher Nolan, inception. But
would that be the right word to use? Because I got to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just coming off, you know, Dave, I had COVID, and now I'm clear. Negative test after negative test after negative test. Although, this is the funny thing. I had negative, what are the rapid tests?
The antigens,
antigens, antibodies, who the fuck knows? I know you didn't. Just so everybody knows, when Dean was playing my son on the now defunct War at Home show, he was, you know, going to school on the set. And this is a quote from your teacher. She said this to me. She said, I've taught kids, young actors, for 25 years. He's the biggest pain in the ass that I've ever had to deal with. Did you graduate high school? Legitimately?
I did graduate high school.
You did?
I got my diploma in the mail, actually. And I had my my high school graduation dance in a chat room, actually. I was in a chat room with a bunch of people.
Okay, but when you sit here and say, oh, antigens, or do you mean the antibodies?
Well, I went to college.
Okay. You studied film. You studied film.
There were some hard classes. I mean, some of those movies were really confusing.
The point is, Dean, is don't throw, oh, well, the antigens, like, you know something. The point that I was trying to make is, I love all these dumb fucks now. They're like, oh, well, I have the antibodies. You can't even spell antibodies. Right. Like, everybody's like, oh, well, I'm good for 3 months. I have the antibodies. Or I'm good for 90 days. I'm full of antibodies. As if you passed the science class. As if hemoglobin, you know how to, like, that's science. Hemoglobin, you know, what are the things that, like, in Breaking Bad and the glass things?
Yeah, what are those? The vials
What are those things called?
Breakers?
The beakers?
Beakers. Yeah, beakers, man.
The point is, I'm so sick and tired of everybody is now like a scientific whiz.
Mm-hmm.
And people like you, who I know, that poor woman that used to teach you on the set when we were shooting the now defunct Ward Homeschool, she would come to me with bloodshot eyes. Like, can you help me with him? Can you threaten to get him kicked out of a scene? Like, I know you were not a good student.
I wasn't a
reluctant nuisance in that class. Okay. And it was just you in the class. It was just you.
I had a lot of attention on me. I did flunk the seventh grade. Every teacher that taught me, I was a real pain in the ass. I was a class clown. And, I was a fucking nightmare of a student. I hated school. Yeah, man, I flunked seventh grade, and then they sent me to the reject school.
Right.
And
right.
It's just so not good.
Sit here and talk about antibodies, it's offensive. The point that I'm making is that I was told that if I take a PCR test, does anyone know what PCR stands for?
Pacific Coast.
No, fucker.
Radioactive something.
The PCR. Everybody's like, oh, I've got the PCR test or the rapid test and the PCR.
Well, what is it? Why don't you tell us?
I don't know what it means. I know the PCR one is supposed to be, you know, like a deeper dive into your thing. But they said, since you just got COVID, if we give you a PCR test, you're most likely going to come back positive. But that being said, you're negative. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's a doctor telling me this. Don't take the PCR test. You had COVID 7 days ago. You're going to come back positive, but you are in fact negative. You could go live your life. I'm like, what's happening? But that same PCR test that came back positive is what initially told me I had COVID, and that shut me down from the Wendy Williams show and everything I had to do last week.
Ugh.
It's just so confusing. Such a mindfuck. The bottom line, what I wanted to tell you is that I don't know if I have brain fog, but my inability to tie words together, and I've never spoken English correctly.
Yeah.
So I can't blame it necessarily on COVID, but I also may have an excuse for why I speak the way I speak, which is inaccurate, and it's like peasant-like. I speak like a peasant. I speak like a person that just got here 5-6 years ago, like the way I say things backwards and all this stuff.
You're like coming from a foreign country, learning English for the first time.
Right. Like a foreign person, like, oh, I'll take any job. Like I was a heart surgeon.
Yeah.
I was a heart surgeon in my country, and now I shovel shit on the farm.
Right. You see, I actually can relate to that. Like, I don't feel very articulate. I feel like my sentences aren't strung together properly, but I don't have an excuse. I didn't have COVID, so I don't know if that's just from me flunking and not doing well in school and it's catching up to me. But I have to say, you know, once you told me you had COVID, I was like, I'm very curious to see how this affects you, because you have all sorts of issues. You have your ulcerative colitis. You have a lot of health issues.
Yep.
We've been really nervous for the past, you know, over 2 years to catch this thing. You finally got it.
2 years of this shit. 2 years. And it finally fucking got me.
And it seemed like you had the least amount of symptoms than anyone that I knew, knock on wood. I mean, you've always had a cough and shit, and you couldn't distinguish whether that's a COVID cough or that's your regular cough. But the main symptom that I did notice about you, for sure,
get it right,
was brain fog. Was brain fog. And I'll tell you why. Because the past few times you've been calling me and FaceTiming me, because, you know, we talk a lot. We talk, you know, a couple times a day. I mean, it's like having a fucking girlfriend that I so badly want to break the relationship off, but I can't because I've been with this person for such a fucking long time. You can't just cut the fucking cord. You know, they're always calling you.
Hold on, motherfucker. Hold the fuck on. Hold on. I don't know. Maybe I'm slow today. Maybe I'm a little fucked up. Maybe I do got some brain fog. Maybe I have some long hauler symptoms that I'm not catching on to. This is second, like, you know, like baseball bat to the thigh.
Oh,
to
no,
the
I don't know why you've hit me with today. I think you're sensitive
first
today.
First talking about I look like Freddy Krueger. Now you're talking about I'm like a girlfriend who's a nag that you want to cut things off with. Fuck is you speaking about?
No, I was just saying
Dave, what is he talking about? I mean, Dave's over here. He heard it.
I didn't mean anything by it. It wasn't an insulting thing. And like I said about the Freddy Krueger thing, I just want to move past the Freddy Krueger thing and
well,
tell you
fuck
I didn't
fuck
say
the Freddy Krueger thing. You said I call you and annoy you. You don't want to answer the phone.
I didn't
phone.
Say that. So you're gaslighting, guy. I didn't say annoy,
fuck
bro.
Fuck your gaslighting. fuck that gaslighting shit you're talking about.
Well, you call me.
I call.
You know, we had this scheduled for today, the podcast.
And we have our production meetings.
We have our production meetings. But listen, when I'm like, I'm ready to do the podcast at 11 a.m. my time, that means don't call me at 8:30 my time. Because
that
means
prep you.
Office hours are fucking closed at that time. We're not awake.
We have a podcast at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. your time, because you're on the West Coast.
11 a.m. my time.
Right. 11 a.m. your time, 2 p.m. my time, East Coast, West Coast. We know that. We know the thing. I need to prep you. Make sure.
No, that means do not call before 11 a.m.
I need to make sure you're right. Make sure your attitude is in place. You're lined up. You got your tuxedo out of the cleaners. There's
no
issues.
No, yeah.
Right. So that's why I call. And
no, you don't need to. That's what I'm saying.
You don't
need to do anything.
You don't answer. And then what do? I Lily Taylor you.
that's good, man. You Lily Taylor my ass, man.
You
all of a sudden, there's a knock on my window.
I Lily Taylor you.
And I'm like, holy shit, you were in New York like 2 hours ago. How are you here all of a sudden?
I'm on that Lily Taylor shit.
Couple knocks. Who would have thought, man? That would just fucking, you get a stock in charge with a couple knocks. I've done worse.
Oh, please.
In a relationship, I've done worse. I don't mean like, I just mean like, you know, you didn't answer my call. Like now I'm outside the apartment. Just, let's talk. I just want to work this out.
I'm just here.
Oh, I'm like,
you're at your dentist? Oh, well, I need a new dentist. I'm now at your dentist, who's now my dentist.
Exactly. Okay. And they didn't cancel what's his name, John Cusack, and say anything for holding the fucking boombox over his head. I thought that was a sweet thing to do. Now you get fucking arrested doing that.
Exactly. You can't do shit. But when you don't answer the phone, the thing is about the Lily Taylor thing is that any guy, girl, my mother, my father, at that time, if you didn't answer my phone call, I keep calling. It wasn't like she was special. It wasn't like she was, you know, like bringing out a behavior different than anybody else. Guys, anyone, you don't answer, I keep calling.
It's just the way you communicate with people. You bypass my do not disturb. That's fucked up. I got do not disturb on, and you know to call 3 times in a row to bypass that function. You shouldn't know that. You shouldn't be doing that. I don't want it. Those are the types of things that are going to put my attitude in a. That's going to put me in a real bad fucking mood if you do that.
Well,
I'm just going to let you know.
The point is that you look sharp. You look
chic.
Thank
you, man.
Again, if you want to see while you're listening the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, you can see me on the YouTube page at Michael Rappaport on YouTube. And it's at Michael Rappaport everywhere. I keep it simple. Not at the Michael Rappaport, at the real, just Michael Rappaport. By the way, Shooter, we haven't figured out the logistics, so we're not going to, who knows with you. But Tacoma, yeah. I'll be in Tacoma the 4th and the 5th, February 4th and the 5th. There's 4 shows in 2 nights. The only tickets that are available at this point are the Friday 2nd show. Excuse me,
See, we don't know if that's COVID cough or if
that's not COVID.
Regular.
That's not COVID. It's just a cough.
Okay.
Can't a guy just have a fucking cough anymore? Can't a guy just be Jewish with phlegm? Does
not
it
really,
have to always be COVID, Corona, Delta, all this fancy shit? Can it just be I'm just a fucking 52-year-old Jew?
Fuck the cough. I mean, you couldn't even be a Jew 50 years ago.
Always got to turn into a whole thing. People running down the hallways when I'm coughing now. No one was running my whole life. What are you drinking?
Oh, this is something I got on Amazon. It says, like, keep going. You're doing great. Like, 9 a.m. You're almost there. That's it. Keep going. a little bit more.
You need validation to drink water throughout the day?
I just don't drink enough water, so I just thought this would be a good way for me to start
Do you look at your little kettle of water there and go, yeah, it's telling me I'm doing good? And like, did you get inspired by that?
Yeah, I've always needed validation in my life. It does help. And so when I hit those like 10 a.m. mark, I'm like, yes.
Nonetheless, the 4th and the 5th Tacoma, Washington, I believe this show has been canceled twice, maybe three times. There's four shows. There's only tickets now for the 10:30, the Friday second show, the 10:30 show. The rest of it is sold out. And I got to tell you, I got hyped when I saw that. I like going into a city seeing like all sold out.
Yeah.
I'm flying across country. They're waiting for me. I'm waiting for them. Sold the fuck out. And earlier right. in that week, the 31st, Monday the 31st, through the whole week, the Wendy Williams show. We're back. That's what threw us off. We were doing the Wendy Williams show, and we got that dreaded positive test. Who knows what it was at this point? But the question is, Shooter, are you going to come to New York for the Wendy Williams / Tacoma run? Yes or
definitely.
No?
Definitely. I just have to talk to my mom about the whole Tacoma thing because she has a Princess Diana exhibit booked out here in Los Angeles. She's been really looking forward to it. She's moved it three times and she just said, everybody reminder, the Princess Diana exhibit's on the 4th of February. So this is something I wanted to talk to you about off the air. But I'll talk to her.
What does your mom's Princess Diana exhibit have to do with the Wendy Williams show / Tacoma?
Well, she got me a ticket.
What does Wendy... What are you, a Princess Diana fan?
I'm not. I'm just doing it for my mother. Like, she loves Princess Diana.
So who's supposed to go to the Princess Diana exhibit?
My whole family. So if I'm not there, they're going to be like, why is he not here?
I don't think they're going to say, why is he not here? I'm going to say, great. I think they're going to say, great, he's not here. Because no one wants you walking around the Princess Diana exhibit, you know, moping and... And who would want to go see a Princess Diana exhibit if you're not a Princess Diana fan? I get that a lot of people are into Princess Diana. Are you into Princess Diana?
I'm not at all. I strictly
did you watch The Crown?
I didn't even watch The Crown. My parents have. I told you, my parents are British. It means a lot to them. Fuck, man.
What do they have? Like her slippers and shit? Like, pictures?
I have the Princess Diana beanie baby. I mean, that's all I got. It's as far as my fangirl goes with Princess Diana. But
why do you have that?
Well, just when Beanie Babies were really like
Listen. I don't give a fuck about your Beanie Baby.
Okay.
I'm sorry I asked you. I don't like asking superfluous questions. That's a $10 word.
That's a great word. Can you explain to the people what superfluous means?
Superfluous means unnecessary. Superfluous means not needed.
Isn't that the same as redundant?
I'm going to look up what superfluous means. Superfluous.
It's a great word.
It is a great word. Superfluous. I know what the word means. I just said it. I don't have like the Webster's dictionary. And I'll tell you how I learned what superfluous.
Yeah.
The word superfluous, and it took me a long time to even say it, is because when I was doing Mighty Aphrodite, it's in the script. And I believe Woody Allen's character says to me, superfluous, and my character's dumber than I am in real life. And he's just like gets a migraine headache from hearing the word. Are you looking up the word superfluous, Dave? Superfluous, yeah. Anyway, what did I say was superfluous? See, that's that brain fog. Briggity, brain fog! I made Miles and Jordan do. They have a horn. It goes, Briggity,
oh, it's great.
Brain fog! Like when I fog out.
More sound effects, more all that, all welcomed. I'm just waiting, so like I don't want COVID, but I would like an excuse to say I have brain fog because I didn't get it. So for me to be like, I have all this brain fog, and be like, did you have COVID? I'm like, no, I didn't. I just there's tumbleweeds going on up here. Like there's not a lot going on inside my head.
It's a great excuse for like non-thinkers like myself and you.
100%. All that critical thinking out the window.
The critical thinking, the independent thinking, the thinking. This is just the perfect excuse. What does it mean, Dave? Superfluous? It means so unnecessary, especially being more than enough. See? Boom. I got it right.
Isn't that kind of like redundant, right? Because redundant's unnecessary.
That's why
there's
more. That's why it's a dictionary.
There's so many words in the dictionary. You know what I mean? There's so much to choose from.
Exactly. And you have to choose them wisely. But when I throw a $10 word at you, like superfluous, like you know that I mean business. Like, no, you don't just throw that word around often.
I have to tell you, though, with this whole COVID shit, I really have to tell you, year ago, maybe even 6 months ago, I was like, I'm not going anywhere. If I catch it, I don't want to be hospitalized. We were freaking out about it. You know, we really were listening to the fear mongers on TV and everyone telling us that we'll be in a hospital bed. And I'm not saying that certain people aren't in hospital beds, but for the majority of vaccinated people and all the people that I've known who have gotten it, because I know so many fucking people who have gotten it, they have had little to no symptoms. And if they do have symptoms, it's like a cold. They've all told me that getting a cold and the flu is worse for them, that you know, it lasts 2 weeks to have a cold. They're like, they're knocking this out in 4 days, whatever it is. Aside from me shooting my commercial and having to work, because if you test positive for COVID, they'll fire you. Aside from that, that's the only reason that I've like been bunkering down since before New Year's. But aside from that work shit, I've had enough. I want to live my life. My sister is having a party at a bar this Saturday. I'm 100% going. All of our friends are going. I am not going to hole up in my fucking room. I saw Spider-Man in theaters. It was a packed house. I'm sorry. I'm living my fucking life. Seeing these kids with their mask on going to school. And it's so fucking sad. I can't imagine what it's like being a kid these days. But I've had enough.
So what's happening at the bar this weekend? What's happening at the bar party?
It's a fucking West Hollywood bar party. We're going to pregame in my friend's house. Most of my friends, I'm like the last man standing when it comes to catching COVID. I know you've gotten it. But then again, the last time we said that on the podcast, we both knocked on
Don't
wood
and say
you
that. Fucking, yeah.
You got it. So look, if I get it, I get it. I'll be fine. I really think it's for fucking unvaccinated people who are obese and overweight. I know unvaccinated people who have gotten it and are obese and are still fine. Everyone's different. It hits everybody different. I'm not trying to diminish the virus and how you know, deal with it.
We got
whatever.
It. We got it. We don't need to... We didn't come here for MSNBC shit.
Okay, well, I got
to
be careful with my
words. We came here to talk
words.
About that fucking outfit you have on.
I don't want people to think I'm an anti-vaxxer or anything
No,
like
we
that.
Don't think you're an anti-vaxxer. We just came here to see you in that outfit, homie.
Well, that's I feel like I'm about to go on a heist or something. Like I'm like listening in, like I'm undercover at like a wedding reception. And I'm
it's
listening.
It's like Ocean's 13 shit.
I totally like the headphones and all that. Like I don't know if it distracts from the butler or maybe it adds to it. I think it might add to it. I am Rappaport Podcast.
Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving you the resources once reserved for big businesses, customized for you with a great-looking online store that brings your idea to life and tools to manage and drive sales. Shopify powers millions of entrepreneurs from first sale to full scale. Get started by building and customizing your online store with no coding or design experience. Access your powerful tools to help you find customers, drive sales, and manage your day-to-day. Plus, they have 24/7 support. You're never alone with Shopify. Go to shopify.com/champ, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Start selling on Shopify today. Do not wait. Go to shopify.com/champ right now. You are a fair weather Los Angeles Clippers fan. Have you been following the debacle? Is it debacle or debacle?
Debacle? I would say debacle.
Debacle? But why is it spelled with an A?
I would just say debacle. I think that's...
Briggity. Brain fog!
Brain fog. That's what I would say. But
debacle or debacle?
I would say debacle.
Have you been following what is going on with the Los Angeles Lakers?
Not at all. I haven't been following basketball at all.
Okay, because the Los Angeles Lakers is the little whorehouse on Chick Hearn Drive. What happens with the Lakers now is people come in there to get that work. It's like a little whorehouse. You come in there to just fuck everything up. That's what it's like when a team comes to play on Chick Hearn Drive, Chick Hearn Boulevard, in the building formerly known as the Staples Center. It's called Cryptocurrency Arena or Bitcoin Arena, something right now. And I'm so happy. And there's a lot of players individually. Like, I'm a big Russell Westbrook fan, Carmelo Anthony fan. But they look so bad and they get ran through just like a whorehouse in Tijuana. You ever been to a whorehouse in Tijuana, Dean?
I have. Have you? I have not.
I've been to a whorehouse in Tijuana.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're on that Lamar Odom.
Was he in Tijuana or he was in Tennessee?
He was in Vegas. Whorehouse, bathhouse, all the same shit, right?
A whorehouse in Tijuana is different than a whorehouse in Vegas. And a whorehouse in Vegas ain't a kiddie place. But right. The fact that teams come through to play the Lakers and it's easy work, it's easy pickings. And they brought in Russell Westbrook and they're about to fire Frankie Vogel. By the time this video comes up, he might have already been fired. They're going to fire Frankie V, who I have no allegiance to. I've always liked him. I think he's from Jersey or Connecticut or somewhere on the East Coast, Philly. I liked him when he coached Indiana. I like Frankie V. He somehow, someway got them a chip in 2020, which is not that long ago when they got that chip. They won it in like September or October. They won that chip. How soon we forget. And the only reason why they won that championship is because they had AD and the season was split up into two pieces and they snuck that bullshit bubble ring. But they brought in Russell Westbrook just in the last game since the recording of this Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. They benched Russell Westbrook in the majority of the fourth quarter. Yet Twitter, all these social media freaks, all these Los Angeles spoiled fans are saying, "Fire Frankie V." He benched Russell Westbrook. He did what you guys have been saying, and now you want to fire Frankie V? Why don't you fire the person who okayed, who came up with the bright, brilliant idea to bring in Russell Westbrook, and that would be LeBron fucking James. You did it, LeBron James. You don't just work there. They don't bring in Russell Westbrook or anybody, a trainer, an ankle taper, a person who gives you your water bottle, nothing. Nobody gets hired unless you give it your full stamp of uninterrupted approval. More than an athlete. You are more than an athlete. You have proven you're more than an athlete. You're more than an athlete. You're more than just a player. And you approved Russell Westbrook, yet they're going to fire Frankie V. Poor Frankie V. And they got rid of all these players. The Lakers had a nice crew. They got rid of Kuzma. They got rid of fucking KCP. They got rid of Montrez. They got rid of Lonzo. They got rid of B.I. Okay? They brought in Russell Westbrook. Listen, they were patting LeBron James on the back when they brought in Anthony Davis because it worked, right? He was the hero. Like, oh yeah, LeBron brought in AD. AD's coming, quote, the great Snoop Dogg. Everybody was happy with AD. Everybody was happy with Russell Westbrook until it manifested into reality. Now you want to fire Frankie V? What about we hold the guy who's more than an athlete, who signs, co-signs, and triple co-signs every single action that the Lakers do? You, LeBron James. And I'm glad it's turned into a little whorehouse on Chick Hearn Boulevard. I'm happy about it.
If you could have lunch with LeBron James. Let's say you have an opportunity. You have to have lunch with him. You have all these things that you want to say to him. Would you say that to him at lunch?
Oh, if we had a lunch where it was like, listen, you could say whatever you want to say, and yeah. I could say whatever I want to say, back and forth. Oh yeah, I'd ask him all this shit.
You'd ask him everything.
I'd be like, why don't you say I was the one who said, yes, bring in Russell Westbrook. Russ is my man. Russ knows what it is. Well, why don't you say that, LeBron James? Why are you going to sit there and let Frankie V get fired, the guy who just got you a championship less than 2 years ago? Answer right. me that question. Enjoy your acai bowl and your little scoops of honey, whatever the fuck you eat. But answer that question while you're enjoying that acai bowl. It's on me. You want another one? Get this guy a coconut smoothie. It's on me. Go ahead, LeBron. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say, that's what I would ask LeBron James. We're at lunch, we're having a peace treaty. I say, LeBron James, why don't you just take responsibility for bringing in Russell Westbrook? You did it. No one just, Rob Pelinka and just go, hey, LeBron, what do you think of Russell Westbrook? Or Rob Pelinka and just call you up and they'd be like, hey, LeBron, we're bringing in Russell Westbrook. That's on you. That's your concoction. Just like it was your concoction to bring in Anthony Davis, which worked out because they got you that bullshit ring. The forum's yours, LeBron.
Love it. I would love to see you do that in person. I would just, I would live for that. You and him, Taco Tuesday together, would be awesome talking about all this.
Taco Tuesday, but it's on me. It's on me. I'll take it any taco joint you want. We'll buy out the place. No paparazzi, no nothing. Just you and me. I'll ask the hard-hitting questions. Speaking of hard-hitting NBA, so I'm done at Madison Square Garden going to Knicks game sitting on the wood. Done.
What do you mean you're done?
Done. I mentioned briefly on the podcast, I believe, I can't remember anything because, Briggity, brain fog. But the other night I was supposed to go to the Knicks versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. I was going to watch Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, and my main man, Anthony Edwards, play the Knicks. Had tickets on the wood. Got a phone call from my connect saying that Pig Dick James Dolan said he could sit in the bleachers. He ain't sitting on the wood no more.
Wow. Wow. But he said the bleachers.
Motherfucker said the bleachers. And I'm thinking to myself, bitch, I didn't sit in the bleachers when I was a kid, motherfucker. Before daddy gave you the keys to Madison Square Garden, I wasn't sitting. We call them the blue seats because they used to have them color coordinated. Blue was the top. It was either blue or red. I believe it was blue. The whole top of Madison Square Garden was blue. They call them the blue seats. And then I believe it was orange, green. Yeah, red was down low. And I'm thinking, the bleachers? What do I look like, you fucking asshole? I wouldn't go to the bleachers in the building that you own to watch the Knicks play. I mean, I'd go there if like to hang out with the fans. But I'm not going there because you said so. Fuck you. You blues band playing motherfucker, you. Dick Stain, James Dolan, the blues band leader, owner of the New York Knicks Rangers, owner of Madison Square Garden. So now I'm done. I don't go to Knicks games anymore. The Knicks, we've changed GMs. We've changed presidents of basketball operations. We've changed the lineups. We've changed the coaches. The only thing that we haven't changed is the owner. The only thing that has stayed the same and get us in this conundrum, $10 word, is the owner. The owner is still the same. And you know what you are, James Dolan? You're the asbestos trapped inside the top of Madison Square Garden. That's what the fuck you are. So now you will not be seeing me at a Knicks game. This is my official statement. You will not be seeing me at a Knicks game until James Dolan sells the fucking team. Because if I can't sit on that wood, I don't go. That pine, that cedar, that maple, I don't go. I don't go. And I, like I said, it doesn't mean I wouldn't go to like hang out with the real working class fans up in the not so great seats. But now it's the point. It's the point.
You don't want to bring your binoculars.
I'm not going. I'm not taking fucking selfies the entire game, okay? No disrespect. And the reality is this. I've seen it. I watched it when it was Bernard King, Michael Ray Richardson, Bill Cartwright, Patrick Ewing, Latrell Sprewell, Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley, the Pat Riley Knicks. I've seen it. This is...
You directed the fucking documentary on them. The 1970s...
And melt my fucking Emmy for When the Garden Was Eaten? Burn and melt Miami for When the Garden Was Eaten? Melt it down and like sell it or something?
What was the point of doing that? James Dolan obviously hasn't seen the fucking movie. Who would have thought that you would have been banned from the Madison Square
Not
Garden?
The Garden sitting on the wood at the Knicks games.
At the Knicks game. Who would have thought you would have been banned from sitting on the wood at the Knicks games?
A little twerp.
Instead of Barclays Center, where KD plays. I mean, but they allow you in there. That makes no sense to me.
Makes no sense.
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Explain it to me. Anyway, you know, it's cold here in New York. Shit's real here in New York right now.
Like, how cold?
Well, right now it's not that cold because it just finished snowing, but not like, snow, like fun snow, like Elf. Or like, you know, like a movie snow, like just wet snow. It's like sort of snowing, sort of raining. So the weather kind of goes up when that happens. What's the word? Precipitation?
Yeah, Precipitation, right?
Precipitation? How you say it? Precipitation?
I think you got it. You're asking me. I mean, that's shocking. What's the word?
Participation?
I think you're thinking of participation.
But that's what it sounds like. Precipitation? Precipitation?
Precipitation? Yes, precipitation. Precipitation. The action, the process of precipitating a substance from a solution, rain, snow, sleet, or hail that falls to the ground. Precipitation.
Precipitation. Precipitation. How you say it?
You got it. And you say you have brain fog. You're doing great.
Thank you. Anyway, as you could tell, I'm wearing some Timberland boots here, which are comfortable, but I couldn't wear my Jordans because it's wet, slippery, and all that other goofy shit out there. You know, I can't wear my Yankee hat for the time being, because it's that wind hits you in the ears. You know, that wind hits you on the, like, your extremities, your hands, the chin. Like, you know, like, this is a time where you want to be wearing a mask, because that wind hits you in the fucking, like, my nose the other day. I couldn't feel my nose. My shit was like, I thought my shit was gonna Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Well, how are you keeping your shit warm?
I got all kind of shit. I got like a gator. I got a gator.
Oh yeah, it's like some ski mask shit.
Hood, and then I'm on some, like, I got beanies and shit. Like, I got a beanie, but I look like shit in a beanie. So the other day I was out and about, and a few people asked me to take selfies, and but I was like, I don't want people to see me in this stupid fucking hat, because I'm trying to figure out with my wife, because my wife looks good in hats.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, is it my face? Is it my skin tone? Because I have, like, I was like, maybe the hat's too dark. Like, or is it the fact that I don't have, you know, visible eyebrows? I have thick.
Yeah, it might be the eyebrows that are throwing me off, because I'm trying to like it. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like if you take a bunch of selfies with people, that people are going to get the wrong idea and think that maybe you're sick.
What do you mean?
Because you don't look healthy with the beanie on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that may tell you something, you fuck.
No, I'm just being honest. Like, it doesn't look like a healthy, it's not a healthy look for you. Like, people will be like, oh shit, I took a selfie with Michael Rapaport and he was wearing this weird beanie and something's up with him. I have a beanie too, by the way. I mean, maybe I'll try my beanie on.
But how do you look in a beanie? Do you look stupid in a beanie?
I don't think I look good. Let's try.
Because I noticed you do wear beanies. You wear them. I didn't even call them beanies. You call it a, oh yo.
How's that?
You look dumb.
What do you mean I look dumb? I didn't say you look dumb. I just said it wasn't like your best look.
You said I look sick, say you look like dumb. I'm like unhealthy.
No, I think I look like a DJ. I got one headphone on. I think I look pretty healthy in it, right? Maybe I just got to wear it further
Go
back.
Go like this, or, like you're mixing. Go like this, like you're mixing. That's not a... But do you have your little hair coming out the front?
Should I have the hair coming out the front?
Do the little hair coming out the front like you're like David Beckham or somebody.
How about that? That ain't bad, bro.
No, look no. That. But pull it down and have like the little bangs coming out. Like
I just did. Look.
No, more. Oh, more.
Hold on.
You look like shit. Yo.
Is that a good look?
Nope.
Well, I bought the beanie and I'm not going to return the fucking beanie.
What about when I do like this? Because I thought I was going to like Avril Lavigne it. You know, Avril Lavigne, you know? Like,
No. Don't
how's
do
that
it.
Look?
No, not like no way you wear that. You don't rock that. It's not your, stick to the Yankees hat.
But it's too cold for a Yankees hat.
I think it's our skin tone. But at least I have eyebrows, though. That's
I
the
have
one thing
eyebrows.
My
people go, you don't have eyebrows.
It's debatable.
They're here and they're thick. They're just, they're blonde.
They're not invisible.
They're not invisible. They're blonde.
Okay, well, I'm blonde too, but I mean, you still see mine. I just don't know how people are wearing these fucking hats so effortlessly.
Some people like look great in beanies. I look terrible.
And I hate those people. And I hate those fucking people. I hate the people that look good in beanies because I can't wear the fucking beanie. I hate the people that hike with their shirts off or go to the beach with their shirts off. Like a regular person, you go to the beach with your shirt off, right? I hate those fucking people because I can't take my shirt off.
No.
Because, yeah, I was. By the way, I just did that fucking commercial and I'm getting in the hair and makeup. They're seeing like a bunch of people in it. And the girl goes to me, wow, you need some vitamin D.
The makeup person says it?
Who do you think you are telling me I need some vitamin D? I'm aware that I'm fucking pale. I'm aware. I don't need you telling me I need some vitamin D. I take vitamin D 3 capsules every morning. Okay, I don't need you telling me that. Period.
The hair and makeup person said that to you?
if the hair, I mean, she's supposed to be on my team. She's supposed to help me.
You should have said HDR. You should have went to HR, human HR, resources, right? And you could have had a suit. You could have a nice chunk of change. You could have a nice chunk of change on that. That's really degrading.
Emotional
abuse, making you feel insecure on the set of a national, could be international film set.
Thank you. I know. I fucking know. I had to laugh about it with everybody else. And I'm like,
she shamed you right on the set there.
Oh, absolutely. And I had to say, oh, it's my British blood. It's my ancestry.
I'm thinking, I wouldn't explain shit. I'd be like, HR, bitch. I'm going to human resources. You just shamed me.
I should have done that, to be honest with you.
Anyway, the hat there. What's the singer's name? Move Like Jagger? What's that guy's name? Adam Levine.
Maroon 5, Adam Levine.
Yeah, you don't like. He wears beanies too. He looks good in his beanies.
This is pretty good though, right? I mean, I don't think this is that bad.
Nah, it ain't good. You look
okay.
Stupid.
Well, yours isn't good either. You look fucking dumb too. I have to tell you, you don't look smart wearing that. You don't look smart. You don't look good. You don't look healthy. I'd burn that fucking beanie, and I would be really pissed off of your wife for telling you that sort of looks good on you, because it doesn't. It looks like shit.
No, I said she said it looks like shit.
Well, then why is she allowing you to wear this fucking thing in public?
I'm freezing in public. I don't want to freeze.
Okay, well, you might have to freeze, because you shouldn't be wearing that
fucking thing. Well, the alternative is a Yankee hat with earmuffs. That's what I used to do.
Do the earmuffs.
A Yankee hat with earmuffs. I'm 52.
Do that Home Alone look. Do that earmuffs, man. That'd be sick. You'd look good like that. You'd look like your fucking 10-year-old boy walking around the streets again.
It ain't good. It ain't good. I got to figure out a different solution. Anyway.
Well, I'm taking my fucking beanie off.
All right, I'm going to take mine off. But then my hair looks messed up. Yeah, your hair looks good today. You got a good hair day.
Thanks, man.
We came, we saw, we conquered. And I know people are like, oh, it's got to end. It's got to end. It's got to end for my sanity. It's got to end for the Dust Brothers' sanity. It's got to end for Dave's sanity. At a certain point, all great I Am Rapport Stereo podcast episodes have to end, but there's always more. That's the beauty. True. There is always more. And there's a catalog of 880 something or 890 just gems.
It's go all back in the deep cuts, man. There is some gold, those deep cuts.
Deep cuts. Dean, do you want to say any parting words?
Shit, I'm on the spot there. I just thank you for having me. I'll try not to wear the beanie anymore. And I think that maybe I'll contact whoever was making those memes about the Freddy Krueger thing. I will personally reach out to those guys. I'll try and pull some of those off the internet so that you don't have to see it. You don't have to hear about it. It's like it never happened.
All right. We came, we saw, we disrupted. We came, we saw, we conquered. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take and end this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast with something real funky. Real funky. God damn, you fuck it up every time. Take us out of here with something real funky. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. I'm out.